is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Close to 20 million workers throughout the U.S. work in the food system on farms and in food processing and meatpacking plants, warehouses, grocery stores, restaurants, and food service establishment. The food system workforce is equal to 1/6 of the nation's workforce, and industries of food production, processing, distribution, retail, and service collectively sell over $1.8 trillion in goods and services annually, which accounts for over 13% of the U.S. GDP. What happens to food workers has an enormous impact on the economy and on consumers, food safety, and public health.
So Building Bridges eagerly joined with Food Chain Alliance, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, the Campaign for Fair Food at Chipotle, and the Restaurant Opportunity Center's United for Dignity at Darden campaign, along with Local 1500 of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, as they rallied at the Capitol Grill restaurant on East 42nd Street in New York City, and then marched to a nearby Chipotle restaurant to demonstrate against worker exploitation by these two large chain restaurants.
Pumping up the protesters were members of the Brand Workers Flum Appetizing Campaign and Hot and Crusty Bakery Workers Flush from their recent organizing victories. So we head straight to the rally with Ken Nash and our sisters and brothers from the food workers industry.
My name's John. I'm the organizer at the Restaurant Opportunity Center of New York. We are here in front of the Capitol Grill. We have a workplace justice campaign that's been ongoing since January. National coordinated campaign. We're actually targeting their parent employer, which is Darden Restaurant Groups. It's the largest full-service dining group in the world. It's the Walmart of restaurants. So we have a worker from the Capitol Grill who works there, Ignacio Villegas, who's going to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the restaurant.
Estamos aquí porque tenemos algunos problemas con la compañía, problemas de discriminación, de robo de salarios.
We are here today because we have problems with this company, problems of wage theft and discrimination.
Trabajamos algunas veces fuera de reloj y hay trabajadores que trabajan dos o tres posiciones con el mismo salario.
Sometimes we work off the clock. There are workers who work 2 to 3 positions with the same salary.
Algunas veces hemos tenido que venir a trabajar enfermos.
I have to come to work sick.
Entonces, estamos aquí para pelear eso, que se resuelvan este tipo de problemas en la compañía, en el restaurante, y les agradezco en nombre de mis compañeros que estén aquí dándonos este soporte.
We are here today to fight these injustices, not having to come to work sick, being able to have paid sick days where we can take time off when we're sick. And I want to thank all of you for being here today.
Debido a que nos estamos organizando, hemos sido objeto de revancha, de venganza, por parte de los jefes.
Because we are organizing and because we are speaking out, we have been victims of retaliation.
Bueno, pues creo que eso es todo lo que tengo que decir. Muchas gracias a todos y Dios los bendiga.
That's all I have to say for now. Thank you to all of you.
Yeah, so this is the main dining room. This is where everyone goes in. So let's make some noise, stay loud, and have some fun.
And one of the supporters here for this demonstration is Joseph Sanchez, and he's with the Brand Workers International, and they had a spectacular victory recently with the Flom workers. If you could talk about that.
The Flom workers are organizing. Flom's a kosher food processing and distribution factory based in East Williamsburg. The workers there are working 60 to 80 hours a week, weren't being paid overtime. They were fired illegally for organizing and demanding to be paid overtime. The owner fired 17 workers, and they led a 2-year workplace justice campaign. They got 120 grocery retail locations on their side by getting them to stop carrying the company's products until workers' rights were respected. They also got Tanuva, the global kosher cheese brand, to stop using Flom as their New York City area distributor. Through that effort, the help of Jewish social justice allies like Ori Letzedek, the workers were able to get a settlement from the company in early May that returned $577,000 to the workers, wages that were stolen from them. It also had the company agree to a binding code of conduct to ensure that they comply with all workplace laws going forward.
Congratulations. What's the next step in the campaign?
The next step in Focus on the Food Chain, it's a joint campaign of Bram Workers International and the New York City IWW, Industrial Workers of the World Labor Union. Our next effort, our current organizing efforts are at Tomcat Bakery, artisanal bread company based in Long Island City. Workers there are organizing for dignity. Yeah, that's where we're at. We're a lot of food sweatshops in Brooklyn and Queens commonly don't pay overtime, violate health and safety laws. It's a big industry that's growing, and we're continuing to reach out to workers, trying to lift the industry up, as better jobs, and provide a better life for workers in New York City.
So you're here at the Rock New York demonstration against the Capitol Grill restaurant, and also you'll be attending a conference which is supported by the Food Chain Workers Alliance. So tell me about this new coalition of workers working on the food chain.
Bram Workers is a member organization of the Food Chain Workers Alliance. It's a national alliance of organizations who build membership among workers in the food chain, from farm workers to restaurant and grocery store workers like Rock New York. The Food Chain Workers Alliance is releasing a national report that will detail wages, working conditions, and other issues for workers in the food system across the country based on over 600 surveys that was conducted last year among workers who work in food. It's a really exciting report, the first of its kind that's been done of workers across a supply chain.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and let's not wait too long until your next victory. I've been talking to Joseph Sanchez from the Flom Workers Campaign and Brand Workers. Thank you so much. I'm with Mayoma Lopez at the Capitol Grills protest. You are here, it's from Hot and Crusty, and you just had a big victory, so why don't you tell us about it?
Oh, sí, afortunadamente, con la capacitación que tuvimos, tuvimos una gran victoria en el National Relations Labor Board, que nos certificó para que nosotros fuéramos, para ser una unión.
We are very fortunate that we have a great victory. We were certified by the National Labor Relations Board as a union.
And what are some of the issues that you're hoping to resolve in your new contract, which I hope will be really soon?
So nosotros queremos que se nos reconozca como trabajadores y que como personas necesitamos aumento de sueldo, necesitamos beneficios, necesitamos vacaciones, días de enfermedad, seguro médico, muchas cuestiones realmente, ¿no? Que necesitamos poner en estudiar y poner en claro y para poder negociar ese contrato.
The first thing is that we want to be recognized as a human being. That's the first thing that we want to make sure. And as a worker, and also we want to negotiate increasing salary. We want different type of benefits like a paid vacation, paid sick days, and health insurance, and other issues that are happening.
Tell me just quickly, because some people may be confused, what is Hot Crusty?
Hot Crusty is un bakery café y deli también.
It's a combination of a bakery, a store, café, and deli at the same time. And it is located on 63rd and 2nd Avenue in the east side of Manhattan.
Okay, and continue to keep up the good work. Is there anything else you'd like to say in closing?
Gracias, y también con eso queremos inspirar a otros trabajadores para que lleven su propia lucha y que ellos entiendan que sí se puede.
And with this, we want to inspire other workers to carry their own struggle and to say that with this struggle, yes, you can.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Mama Lopez from the Hot and Crusty campaign with
Virgilio Aaron.
Let's do it!
Let's go! We're going to march on to Chipotle!
Great!
Justice in Immokalee!
And I'm with John Cronin from Rock New York. Let's talk more about the Capital Grille campaign. When did it start? What does it mean?
We announced it as a national campaign January 31st. We went public in three cities at that point: Chicago, Miami, LA, DC area, and Chicago. And it's around issues of racial discrimination, promotion policies, and firing of Black and Latino workers, issues of wage theft. Darden, their employer, is the largest restaurant group in the world, the Walmart of restaurants. There's no paid sick days. Workers are constantly squeezed. Workers are cut, made to do one, two, three jobs, all for the same pay. So it's workers standing up and telling them that this company has the resources to provide good jobs and to follow the law, and we're going to try to hold them to their word and demand dignity at Darden.
I know you've had a number of protests in New York and throughout the country, but this is something new because you're joining forces with other restaurant and food service work. So why don't you talk about that new coalition that's here?
Yeah. Well, a corporation like Darden is massive, so it's important that the only way we're going to win is if we are in solidarity with other workers in the food chain. Restaurant industry is the second largest private employer. If you take the food chain, farm workers, retail, distribution, it's the largest group food industry in the country. So if we're gonna have any change in this nation, it's gonna have to come from people in the food industry, which is heavily immigrant, heavily people of color, lots of women. Six out of the 10 lowest paid jobs are in the restaurant industry. Seven out of 10 are in the food chain, if you include farm workers. So it's vital to any type of social justice movement, and it's also vital to solidarity. So this is one of the first instances that we're showing that solidarity.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, I was excited by Rock New York in the beginning. I'm excited by the campaign with the Capital Grille and Darden, and this just brings it to a new level. So keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
I've been talking to John Cronin with Rock New York and the Darden campaign.
Farm worker justice! Farm worker justice! Farm worker justice!
All right! Who's having a good time? Yeah, okay. So now we're going to hear from Leonard from the Coalition of Mockley Workers, and he's going to tell you about the campaign against Chipotle. They say they sell food with integrity, but refuse to sign the Fair Food Agreement with the workers from Immokalee, and he's going to tell you a little more about it. I'll translate.
Chipotle dice que es comida integrada.
Chipotle says that they sell food with integrity.
Para nosotros como trabajadores no es.
For us as workers, this is not true.
Sabemos que Chipotle apoya lo que es el medio ambiente.
We know that Chipotle supports caring for the environment.
Apoya también a rancheros pequeños.
They also support small farmers.
Y también respeta los derechos de los animales.
And they also respect the rights of animals.
¿Dónde quedaron los trabajadores?
Where are the workers at?
30 años ni un aumento.
30 years and not one raise.
30 años no han respetado los derechos de los trabajadores ni que tienen voz en la industria agrícola.
30 years and they haven't respected the voice of workers in the agricultural industry.
Ahora estamos pidiendo a Chipotle que haga lo correcto.
We are asking Chipotle to do the right thing.
Que tiene que pagar más por los tomates que compra en la industria agrícola de la Florida.
That they have to pay more for the tomatoes that they buy from the Florida agricultural industry.
Lo que estamos pidiendo es un aumento de un centavo por libra que no se ha logrado hace 30 años.
What we are asking for is a penny more per pound that we have not gotten in 30 years.
Y que tome la responsabilidad de los derechos de los trabajadores que no se respetan en el campo.
And also to take responsibility for the rights of the workers that are not respected in the fields.
Comida, lo que ellos dicen que es integridad, pero en la industria agrícola todavía existe lo que es el acoso sexual.
They say they have food with integrity, but in the fields and in the agricultural industry, sexual harassment still exists.
Trabajadores que han sido despedidos simplemente el hecho de ir a reclamar los derechos básicos.
Workers who have been fired just because they speak out about their rights.
Los últimos 14 años hemos visto casos de esclavitud moderna.
These last 14 years, we have seen cases of modern-day slavery.
¿Dónde quedó el logo de Chipotle?
Where's Chipotle at? Where is their saying? Where's their food with integrity?
Ahora queremos que Chipotle se une con nosotros y también el 90% de los rancheros ya están trabajando.
We want Chipotle to unite with us and with the 90% of farmers who are united with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
10 corporaciones pagando el centavo y viendo para eliminar los casos de explotación.
10 corporations have signed on to the Fair Food Agreement and they are making sure that exploitation does not take place.
Ahora hacemos la pregunta, no preguntamos si Chipotle va a hacer lo correcto o no.
We do not ask if Chipotle will do the right thing.
Preguntamos cuándo lo van a hacer.
We ask when will they do it.
Gracias a ustedes por estar con nosotros en este momento porque los consumidores son los más importantes para nosotros como trabajadores.
Thank you all for being here today because for us as workers, consumers are a very important part.
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede!
¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede! ¡Sí se puede!
Nadir, he's from the Community Farm Worker Alliance. They're an organization that provides support to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. Nadir?
I wanted to thank everybody for coming and supporting this action and this campaign. Much like the Trader Joe's campaign that lasted over 2 years, we couldn't have done it without the support of the community, and I wanted to thank everybody for being here.
¿Qué queremos?
Justicia!
¿Cuándo?
Ahora!
And I'm with Diana Robinson from Food Chain Workers Alliance, and that's my first question. Let's talk more about this whole thing as a coalition of different unions in the Food Chain Alliance. So that's something new, and let's find out about it.
Yeah, so the Food Chain Workers Alliance is an organization that's made up of different groups that are working, organizing workers along the food chain, from farm workers to restaurant workers, so really from farm to plate. I mean, it's really educating consumers about not only caring about where their food comes from and that it's local and healthy, but also think about the workers that are part of their food getting to them.
And in addition to the groups that we've talked to here, which is Rock New York and the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, what are some of the other ones in the New York area, and what are some of the ones nationwide?
Well, in New York, we have Brand Workers International, who just recently had their Flom appetizing victory, where they were able to get a settlement for $577,000 for workers, and they focus on food processing workers in Queens and Brooklyn. And we also have UFCW Local 1500, organizes supermarket workers. It represents over 23,000 supermarket workers. And just recently, they had a victory where the Target election was overturned. It was a loss back in June of 2011, but it was found that there was a lot of unfair labor practices.
And what does this mean nationwide? I know there's a conference, and also I know that there's a report, so why don't you tell us what direction things are going in the future? And if it's anything like this, it'll be a lot of fun and a lot of victories.
Thank you for those kind words. So we do have a conference. It's called the Food Workers and Food Justice Conference. It's going to be taking place all day from 9 to 5. And there we're going to be releasing a report, the first ever report about the state of food workers in the United States, which is looking at wages and working conditions of food workers, titled The Hands That Feed Us, Challenges and Opportunities for Food Workers Along the Food Chain. And in this report, there's policy recommendations about changes that need to take place, such as paid sick days, where a lot of workers that handle our food do not receive paid sick days. So they have to go to work sick. And this is also a public safety concern. So it'd be for everyone's best interest for food workers to have paid sick days. You could log on to foodchainworkers.org, and there's our website. All the member organizations are there as well. And you can find out more information about the work we're doing.
Great. Thank you so much, Diana Robinson from the Food Chain Workers Alliance.
Thank you.
At a time of decline for many traditional labor organizations, Ajahn Poo from the National Domestic Workers Alliance describes the growth and success of domestic workers organizing in New York State and around the country. They have recently joined NNLIN, the Excluded Workers Congress, with other immigrant-based worker movements, many taking the form of workers' centers, representing national alliances of workers in restaurants, day labor, taxi, formerly incarcerated workers, guest workers, and farm workers. This is a rare, hopeful moment for workers too long excluded from labor law protections, who need more support from the union movement that in turn needs their vitality and innovative approaches to organize.
In 1998, when I first started organizing with domestic workers, there were probably 3 or 4 organizations in immigrant communities around the country who were bringing domestic workers together to organize. Today, there are at least 33 organizations in 17 cities around the country. So we're a movement that's grown a lot over the last 15 years. And we're part of a broader movement of worker centers and independent workers organizations that have come up largely out of immigrant community organizing to meet the day-to-day needs of workers who are struggling. Our movement of domestic workers has gone through a very important growth period in the last 5 years or so. Between launching a statewide campaign here in New York to win a Domestic Workers Bill of Rights and the establishment of our national alliance at the U.S. Social Forum in Atlanta, it's allowed for a movement to grow and consolidate and connect and coordinate and work together strategically in ways that help to catalyze our impact and raise our profile. And with New York's domestic workers organizations winning the Bill of Rights passage, which was the first law in the country. The first law in the country to provide recognition and protections for domestic workers. We believe it affects about 200,000, mostly immigrant women of color, who do this work every day, making it possible for everybody else to go to work. Now that we have this national alliance, our sister organizations in California have launched a California Domestic Workers Bill of Rights campaign, and they're introducing legislation. And our affiliates in Massachusetts got together and decided that they're going to launch a Massachusetts statewide Bill of Rights campaign. So there's really exciting momentum happening around the country. We're in this moment where there's a window to make pretty historic advances in the protections for domestic workers. For the very first time, the International Labor Organization is going to be enacting international law on domestic work. For the past 2 years, every country and every major labor federation that's part of the United Nations has been discussing issues of domestic work. And that's largely because our movement is not just a movement in the United States, but it's a global movement of domestic workers around the world who've been organizing and trying to demand a better life and a better future all over the world. So there's this moment, and one of the things that's been really interesting is as we looked around to our sister and brother organizations, that the worker center movement has really, really grown. And a lot of the industries where worker centers were organizing have reached a new level of impact and organization, and many of them have national networks that are sector-based and have industry-wide strategies for how they're building power and shifting power in their sectors. So the National Day Labor Organizing Network has over 40 worker centers that are affiliated with it around the country. Taxi workers have an international network, and the Restaurant Opportunity Center represents 7 cities around the country. So there's this very powerful new level of organization and infrastructure that exists for this organizing. And now, all of us are working together in what's called the Excluded Workers Congress. For the first time at the U.S. Social Forum in Detroit, we got together 9 sectors of workers who are excluded from the labor law in different ways. Taxi drivers, domestic workers, formerly incarcerated workers, workers in right to work for less states in the South, farm workers, guest workers, restaurant workers, I always forget one. But there's a website now called excludedworkers.org, and you can read about all the sectors. And we're working together to have a voice and to help transform the labor movement, which we very much feel a part of. And we're very invested in a powerful and vibrant labor movement. And in fact, one of the things that having the Excluded Workers Congress has enabled us to do is actually start a series of strategic dialogues with our allies in the AFL-CIO and in Change to Win unions about what we do in this period. How do we create a new path to power for the working class in this period? How do we organize? How do we build and transform the labor movement in such a way that it can really represent the hopes and dreams of today's working class for the 21st century? So that's a lot of what we're doing together, in addition to the work that we're doing to organize domestic workers around the country. And we feel very optimistic about the potential. There's a lot of openness on the part of the leadership inside trade union movements to work in partnership with worker centers and to learn from the work that's been done. And so I think that there's a lot of hope there.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.